107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The death toll from Friday's landslide in a remote part of Papua New Guinea just topped 2,000. That from government officials. That is way up from the previous toll, which was under 700. At the site of the slide, debris is 26 feet high. The government formally asking for international help. The Libertarian Party held its convention, loudly booing Donald Trump on Saturday and settling on openly gay millennial activist Chase Oliver as the nominee on Sunday.
Now we know what the lesser of two evils continues to give us. More evil. But we're done with that. And so are the voters.
Robert F. Kennedy didn't make it past the first ballot for Libertarian nominee. That was on Friday. Actor Johnny Wachter was shot and killed in Los Angeles after interrupting a crew of three trying to steal the catalytic converter out of his car. In the early part of this decade, he did a turn as Brando Corbin on ABC's General Hospital. Wachter was 37. This is ABC News. Some described it as a furry UFO. Justin Klontz was performing his groundskeeper duties at a campground in western North Carolina when he spotted it on a hiking trail.
I just shocked as to what it was.
About 3 foot tall, metal plates bolted together and a bunch of burnt fiber. Klontz said if it hadn't landed on the trail, nobody would have ever found it. Probably space junk, Klontz asking aerospace experts to take a look. 80 years after he was shot down over Nazi Germany, Jack Coy was buried with full military honors in Oregon, Ohio.
Great Uncle Jack's final fight. It was very moving.
Great niece Shawnell Jones, Coy's remains were never identified until family submitted DNA for a test.
I know up there they're looking down and they are so proud of all of us and so happy that he's finally home with his family.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Jimmy K and Rocker. It is live in the lair. Live music for an hour here on Max Inc. Radio. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, this is the story of when Elizabeth met Paul. It's about a country girl raised on a dairy farm in rural Iowa who leaves her career to pursue a life in music and moves to the big city and falls in love with a local guitar hero who happens to be the producer for her solo debut album, Move to Madison. Jimmy, it's a love triangle of country music, a farm girl, and a rock star, and now a family. Elizabeth Mary, Paul Schluter, and the Elizabeth Mary Band, welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
We made it. We're so excited.
Woo, you made it.
That was
welcome
awesome.
To the
you're,
show.
You're coming from Evansville, a gig.
I was. I just came from a gig. Yeah.
And you had to like speed up here, and you were telling us that everybody was helping you roadie out. And...
Everyone was helping, and then I realized I'm a small town Iowa girl when I try to park in Madison, Wisconsin.
Elizabeth, raised on a dairy farm, your first performances were to herds of disinterested cattle in cornfields. Tell us about getting started in music and what is your backstory?
So that is actually a true story. Some of my first audiences, I would take my dad's four-wheeler out to the fields to play for the cows. But I feel like I'm like every country girl. I got started in the church choir. I had my little angel wings singing. I was always in all the plays and the musicals. I played trombone. I was just always into music. So I wrote my first song when I was 10. It's called I Have a Dream, and all those songs I made up and when I was little, my poor parents had to listen to, and see, it got me somewhere now these days. So music was just a constant for me my whole childhood. So,
I have to ask, with the trombone, were you ever in a ska band?
No.
Okay.
I was in a jazz band, though.
That's close enough.
I was, and I had to, like, improv.
Yeah.
I had to wear this, like, shiny sequins vest. I should make you guys wear it on stage.
Oh, boy.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
The boss is making clothing requirements now.
Now, tell me, you know, about your parents. Like, what role did they have in your musical upbringing?
So everyone always asks who sings in my family. My mom and dad, God bless them, they don't sing. But when I left high school, when I graduated high school, I was all signed up to go to a college. I had a scholarship to go. And a week before, I pulled out because I wanted to go to Nashville. And my mom said, you just got to get an education and then we can see what happens. But they have been so supportive of me and my music the entire journey. So they're awesome. They come and travel to so many shows. So my entire extended family, my sister, my grandmas, my aunts, it's just been so awesome. So shout out to my mom and dad because they're listening right now in Iowa.
Wow. Hey, everybody. How's it going out there in Iowa? In 2018, you released your debut EP, Dance with the Fear.
Mm-hmm.
It had some streaming and radio success, and then following your own lyrics, you left your career job of 14 years to pursue music. What did that feel like?
So I named my album Dance with the Fear because my favorite quote is, everything you want is on the other side of fear. So just like everyone thought I was crazy, I thought I was crazy for leaving my stable career job to do this. But I just had a calling, and music was so important. And when I started to get radio play, I realized that people were listening to my lyrics and my songs. So I haven't looked back. It's been an amazing 5 years.
Wow.
I kind of know what that decision is like. I'm not a musician or anything like that, but I know what it's like to quit a stable job with a steady income to go self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big risk. I mean, and you have arguments with yourself why or why you shouldn't do it. What was the winning, clinching thing for you that made you take the jump?
I don't even know. I look back. You're so right, because I look back now and I can't even believe I did that, because, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I think when you're working for yourself, and especially something that you're so passionate about, it's just like, it doesn't feel like work. I just, you know, it's to the grind all the time, but it's for me and I love it. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know what the final, I just had to do it. There was just something in me that said, you gotta do music.
I think confidence is the main ingredient. You've got to have confidence in yourself to make that happen. So,
yeah.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Elizabeth Mary, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Sweatpants and Wine.
Yes.
Sounds like a girl's night out to me.
This song, when I first wrote it, was a girl's night out song. We were in the middle of recording my album, and we had like 12 songs. Came home, opened up a song journal, and I saw Sweatpants and Wine. And I thought, that is a great song title. So I rewrote it, became the second single off the album. And who doesn't love sweatpants and wine?
I like wine. I like wearing sweatpants.
I love it.
I like Elizabeth Barry.
Yay!
She's live in the lair right now.
Yes.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Friday night in this river town, punching out of the 9 to 5. Time to throw my worries away. Let's skip the bars, let's go home. Put my favorite records on. Time to give out our own way. Oh. you're next to me. Tonight I wanna let my hair down. Leave the corners of the back where you at. We don't have time for that. We have more important things.
Very nice. Woo. Elizabeth Berry live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Hey, you could give us a call or you could text us. You could ask Elizabeth or the band a question. They'll be happy to answer it for you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. I was pretty, I was making a big assumption that you would actually want to answer questions.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, great.
Bring it on.
Saved.
Well, now let's get back to our love story. Elizabeth, you put out your EP, you quit your job, you sent an email to inquire about recording your album at Megatone Studios. Who answered your email?
Well, Mr. Paul Schluter.
Oh, my.
He sent me a really, really nice email back. And I remember talking to him, asking him a lot of questions. And I was like, this guy seems great. I'm going to go to Madison and record with them.
Well, what made you decide on Megatone Studios? I mean, you know, Paul Schluter Recording, but there are so many other great choices in Madison.
Yeah, my aunt would bring me to Madison all the time. So I'd been up here a lot of time, and I knew the music scene was super cool. I don't even know what drew me to Megatone Studios. Maybe it was your selfie that I saw on Google.
Yeah, you saw that picture.
No, I just thought he was so professional and, like, really understood what I was asking as a singer-songwriter. I had no idea how this all worked at all. So he was great.
And now I saw something that maybe you guys had worked together earlier without even knowing it on a commercial.
Okay, this is so crazy. I think Eric was, our bass player Eric was in the studio, I think, when this all went down. We were working on Breathe In Girl the first time we did this in 2018. I said something about that my face is on the side of a bus back home on one of the bank buses. And we got talking about it. At the time, it was American Trust Bank in Dubuque, Iowa. And he said, oh my gosh, I think I wrote the jingle and
Simply
produced
Simply Better Banking, American Trust.
So I was the extra in the commercial, and it was his music.
We recorded the people who played the music.
Insane.
But,
yeah. Wow.
That's great.
Isn't that wild?
Paul, I'm gonna reverse the question, what we just asked Elizabeth, but what was your first impression of Elizabeth when she came to you to say, hey,
I don't know if anyone's asked him this before. I'm curious. Yeah, what
you mean
was
when
you?
She came in the studio? Or
yeah. When she emailed you,
yeah.
What was your take? Who is this chick that doesn't know anything about the recording process, or what?
For some reason, I was compelled right away to write right back, which I don't always do, as anyone doesn't always do with an email. You know, you should write right back, but I don't always. But I did, and I wrote a really good email, but it was some of the things that she was asking, and I just felt like she needs the right guidance here, I guess. You know, there were some questions that she asked, and I was just like, oh, wow, that's so far off. I got to, like, write this email. But I remember taking a lot of care in writing that email.
It was good.
And, yeah, here it's amazing. If I had really blown it on that email, we wouldn't even be standing here right now.
Wow. Everything hinges on the email.
It's really crazy. I don't know.
That's high pressure right there.
Well, you know, finish your love story. You're a happy family now. And tell us about your little rock star.
Oh, my gosh. So if you follow me on social media, you see our little guy, Elliot Van Schluter. He is going to be 3 in January. That kid... I know I'm his mom, but like he is so, he's
the product of two musicians and you don't, I don't know. I haven't seen that a whole lot. And I know a lot of musicians. It's usually one of the parents is a musician. So it's like this, I don't know, this combo.
Well, and thanks to, we call him Uncle Zach, our drummer, Zach Brassington, bought him his first drum set. What 2 year old has a full drum set in his room? And every night before bed, we are playing on the drum set, and our neighbors can probably hear it, so we're sorry.
Before
neighbors.
We put him in his crib, he's playing beats on the drums.
You know? And your other son is also a musician, so you guys are a huge, like a family band almost.
My oldest son is playing a gig in Belleville tonight, Belleville, Wisconsin.
What band is he in? His name is
Ethan Schluter.
Ethan Schluter.
His band is called Power Takeoff, and in January, they're going out to California to record at pretty big time studio.
Following in dad's footsteps.
It's so funny. He knows, you know, the history. So he's like, God, just like you, Dad.
And
you
know, he's so cool. Like, he doesn't even know how cool he is. He just is so cool.
You know, I'll tell you how cool he is, because I saw the post when Paul gave away his prized guitar that he'd had for as long as I've known him.
Yeah.
And he gave it to his son as a gift, and I thought that was absolutely amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, he absolutely deserves it, and appreciates it. So I feel good about it, even though it was a little heart wrenching when I saw him playing it. When I saw him playing it, then I felt like, okay, this is right.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Elizabeth Mary, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called You.
Yes.
Is this a long-distance love song?
It is a long-distance love song. So I actually...
I'm good at this.
You're so good. I feel like people always ask me how I write music. And this song, it literally woke me up out of a sound sleep. It was in the middle of the pandemic. Paul was in Wisconsin. I was still in Iowa. And I wrote this in the middle of the night. And I have a recording from 3 in the morning. And I wrote it out and I played it for him. And
it's remarkably just like the song is. Like, your first recording of it was... pretty spot on.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a song about that very special someone in your life. It's called You.
It's called You. Elizabeth Mary, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
My faith to the test. When the world is like it's ending, and I'm down on my knees. Love's all about me, seems to be around.
Very nice. Elizabeth Mary live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Hey, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Call or text inside the Civic Media app, Rocker.
Paul Schluter, guitarist for seminal metal band Last Crack, shredding leads, Marshall amps, North American and European tours, country music?
Rockstar.
How has your inner metal god made peace with the cowboy hat?
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't have seen that coming. I was not a country music fan. I like all kinds of music. I play on a lot of people's stuff in my studio at Megatone. And so ended up, I played bass on the first song, I think. And then eventually some guitar. And it kind of worked because Elizabeth isn't going to probably tell you here, but she used to sing Ozzy and Nirvana and Metallica in a cover band for like, what, 10 years?
Yes, I played lots of biker rallies.
So Elizabeth has a rock edge to her, and she likes a little bit of that rock edge. Not too much guitar, but a good amount, you know?
Well,
and so it's totally fine to throw a little rock into this, and it works. And country music these days, I like it. Sometimes we listen to it on the radio in our house, and it's like the songs are good, the guitar is great. It's kind of what the shredding guitar used to be in rock music,
right?
And so I like it now. It's just kind of like it's morphed, and I like it, and I feel like I fit in. Sometimes we'll hear stuff on the radio, and I'll say, like, that sounds like me, you know? It's like my playing style sort of suits it, and just how time has morphed and changed things, you know? Country is kind of cool now, you know, if we rock it up a little bit, right?
Can we write that on a shirt?
Oh,
country
if we rock it up, that was
kind of cool now.
That's the disclaimer.
Eddie Van Halen just turned over in his grave.
Hey, I still like to get out and rock too, but I get to be able to rock with this. We're ripping some leads, and
I say so.
Well, you all played at Woodfest on the Bernard Allison stage.
That was so fun.
That was fun. You guys rocked it, though. I mean,
thank you.
To the what you were just saying, you guys bring the energy and you get the crowd moving, and that's what it's all about, playing shows. What are some of your favorite country artists right now? Big names or whatever, or even independent artists that's giving you inspiration that you really enjoy listening to.
I don't know. I grew up on 90s country. The way they wrote the music, I love Lainey Wilson. I love all these new. There's a lot of women coming out in country music, and I feel like it's getting back to where they're playing. I call it, it used to be like, I feel like a few years ago it was like bro country, and I just, that wasn't my jam.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the bro country at all.
No, now when you go see country live, it's just like there is some rocking music going on. And
that's powerful, yeah.
It is, yeah. So I feel like we finally fit in this genre like really well, so.
What about you, Paul?
Same question. The artists that I like, I seem to like a lot of these no-name people coming up that are like, they're just so new that they have just one song, or, you know, it's not the established people. I'm not really a 90s country person. I listen to some of that, or when I hear it, it's like, yeah, that's the country I didn't really like.
Right.
This new country, it's like in the last few years, it's just, so all the, what are some of those people that I like, I guess,
Corey, oh God, I don't even know. They're all new people. He likes the new, them. The very yeah. brand new country. We listen, yeah. yeah so
the artists that come to Megatone to record, he's like he likes those artists.
Paul is earning his cowboy hat very quickly.
But I just like the songwriting, like this. Yeah. If, you know, I'll listen. I think I said the other day, I like anything if it's a good song, if it's country and it's yeah. a good song, if it's rock, if it's you know whatever. Good songs will just reel me in, and of course, good guitar too. So. You know,
yeah,
it's kind of a lot of that has both.
I guess in personal opinion, the thing I like about country music a lot is it enables the artist to have a platform to tell their story. You could really tell a story well
yeah.
with country music and the way the song and the music structure
well,
is.
Well, I can
guess.
Even say that my music, I feel like I have so many amazing loyal followers who have been following me for years, but like the more vulnerable the music and the songs, the more people connect to it, and I feel like you can really tell your story, and the more vulnerable I am, the more people seem to listen.
Well, speaking of vulnerable music, let's get back to live music in the lair with Elizabeth Mary, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called I'm Okay. And it's from your album, Meet Me in Madison. Is this a song about gaslighting?
I feel like this song, I just, I was writing it to myself, trying to tell myself, like, you are okay. I feel like I have a t-shirt that says I'm okay, because some days that's just all I am. I'm just okay.
As a reminder to yourself, it's Elizabeth Mary live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Goodbye, 'cause I'm already gone.
Elizabeth Mary, live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. It sounds like a good time to remind you that Max Inc. Heavy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Got a lot of good music, new music in the playlist. A Bad and Zend. Also, interview with Else. And Rocker, Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. And this week, or this month, we're doing bands from the Last Crack family tree for Essential Last Crack. It's Good Morning V for Essential Last Crack tonight. So there you go.
How cool is that, Jimmy?
It's a coincidence that Paul Schluter is here and I'm talking about Last Crack.
Paul, how many bands do you think are in the Last Crack family? I mean, how many bands spurred from Last Crack?
I would actually know if I looked at the family tree that you so painstakingly made. It was so awesome. It was a full page in Max Inc. magazine.
Really? Yeah. And it's grown since then.
I have it somewhere. And yeah, we should update it. That's crazy.
There's got to be probably 40 bands, I bet.
Yeah.
That came out of Last Crack. Hey, let's give the drummer some. Let's hear from one of my favorite Madison drummers, Zach Brasington. Woo! Zach, you also play drums in the band Autumn Reverie. And how does your inner metal god make peace with the cowboy hat?
Well, I guess, it was pretty easy to transition. We met in the studio. We became friends in the studio. And Autumn actually opened up, or she opened up for us. Down in Dubuque.
Oh, okay.
So we'd done shows together, and I then became her studio drummer, and it all kind of snowballed from there. And
you actually did death metal. I think when I met you, you were in Seven Signs.
Yeah. Seven Signs, Bitter Cold, Autumn Reverie, and Good Morning V. And now I'm in.
Yeah. They all end up in country bands, Jimmy.
And now I have them.
Yeah, I mean.
Eric was even in a metal band.
I guess my aunt and uncle are listening to you, so I got to give a shout out to the Dog Bones. That's my uncle's band that I play drums with, too. Yeah.
They're amazing.
So.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Now, Eric, he's the bass player. Where do you come from, Eric? What's your backstory?
I'm Eric from Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin, over there.
Love
and actually, another little tie is I used to play in the metal band. My Fair Share, shout out to the boys. We actually recorded with Paul way back in like 2009, 2010. And then I went back to school and I got an engineering degree. And I was like, Paul, gave him a call. Ended up back in the studio in 2018, and the first project I met was Elizabeth, and she goes, oh, you play bass? Like, if I ever need a bass player out live, like, I'll let you know. So they sent me the songs, and I rehearsed for about 5 months straight, really dialed them in, and then finally got the call, and 2019, then the rest is history from there, so.
What was the name of the band, the middle band that you were in?
It was called My Fair Share, and we actually were at a party for Rocker Vodka Release way back when. little shout out to the vodka brand.
Did you gargle the Rocker Vodka?
No, I was not brave enough at the time. They had the scorpion in it at the time. I was not brave enough.
The scorpion shots. Oh, yep, those were awesome. That's a great memory.
That's a blast from the past for sure.
Well, Elizabeth, now let's get your version of the story. Tell us how the band meets.
Okay.
I mean, you come out here and you meet all these metal guys.
No.
How did they end up here in band?
So I ended up, I brought two guys with me to the studio, Dayton Olson and Bryce Wright. They now live in Nashville area, but they were recording on my album. I was just doing Musicians for Hire. So I met Paul, and then Zach was there drum teching, and I was so intimidated by Zach. I was so intimidated.
Well, he's a metal guy.
I was like, oh my gosh, he's so intimidating. And he turned out to be like the nicest guy ever. And then Eric started coming in, watching Paul in the album. And I kept thinking, when you're in a studio for like 8 hours a day, you get so loopy crazy. And I remember thinking, this guy's going to think I am a nut job. And crazy story. If we're going to talk about coincidences, I feel like there's no coincidences. Tell them the story between you and Eric. This is wild.
So when you're sitting in the studio for 8 hours.
You talk about everything.
You know, I mean, you basically do about 8 hour sessions. And we're talking about everything while I'm editing and whatever. And he said he was from Sauk City. And I said, I was born in Sauk City. I was born in that hospital. And I said, I used to live on Monroe Street. And he said, so did I. And I have a football that my mom wrote our address on. Paul Schluter. 218 Monroe Street, whatever.
So you lost it.
And
come
so
back.
I called my mom and I said, do you have that football? Or I said, what was our address? Told him the address. He said, no way. He lived in the same house.
Wow.
Years after me. And in that house is where I have my first memories. I was 4 years old with a record player, and my dad's a guitar player. So he would give me his 45s. He'd learn the song, and he'd give me the 45, and I had a little record player, and these became my favorite songs. And this was a beginning of, like, my whole music thing in that bedroom. Eric had the same bedroom.
The exact same bedroom. How many years later? That's where the metal band rehearsed. That's where a lot of my influence started. My musical talent kind of took off. Like, it's so wild. We were like, no freaking way, dude, that this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, wow. You can't write that shit.
Well, and, like, our connections, like, I feel like as a band, when you come watch us live, there is just such a, like, I don't know, camaraderie. Like, it's wild. We're meant to be here together.
Wow. Well, let's get back to some live music in the lair with Elizabeth Mary, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us is called Breathe In, Girl. I really hate to spoil the ending, but you're going to be okay.
But you're going to be okay, rocker. Are we playing?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
nice. Elizabeth Mary and the band live in the lair. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Give us a call. Ask some questions. Throw us a text. And just a quick programming note here. Next week, there's no show. So we're actually going to replay this show next week on Max Inc. Radio. Okay. So that's pretty cool. You'll get it's a double dip of Elizabeth Mary back to back. And if you tuned in late tonight, you can check out the replay on Sunday at the same time. Get the podcast at maxincradio.com on Monday, Rocker.
And you'll be out there celebrating your birthday next week, right, Jimmy?
Yeah. You know, Mrs. K and I, we are taking the weekend to get out of here for a while. Looking forward to that. And I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. I know we're going to Portage on Sunday. We're having brunch with Casey up in Portage on Sunday, so I'm looking forward to that.
Good times.
You play up in Portage, don't you, Elizabeth? You have some, I think I saw a venue or two you played up
there. I probably do. I have no idea where I'm at in Wisconsin usually.
I'll Rocker apologize if this is later in the script or not, but you travel to all these small towns and small bars and small venues around the state of Wisconsin.
And Iowa and Illinois, yeah.
And Iowa, too.
I feel like I'm like army on the ground for the band, because solo, you can kind of break into an area and then it's wild because I just win them over. Yeah. And then I'm like, I have a duo and then I have a full band and then there we are.
Well, it's like it just keeps growing, and before you know it, the band's on top of you.
Woo!
The bang.
Yes.
The song you just played, Breathing Girl, that's your latest single, correct?
Yes.
It's a great song. And your fan base, from following you on social media, I could tell the fan base went crazy about this song. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, this was the song that I emailed Paul about in 2018. So this was the original song. And so this was the first single off the album. It was important to me to re-release it 5 years later with us as a band, because it wasn't this band on that recording. Mm-hmm. And honestly, as a songwriter, you guys, the number of emails and messages about that song and how it's just helped so many people through so many things, especially through COVID, it is mind-blowing. And as a songwriter, it's humbling. But it was really important to re-release it. And so, yes, I have this loyal EMM fan base that follows it all.
That song strikes deep. I mean, there's some very heavy stuff that, mm-hmm. that people have, associated with that song, and that it's helped a lot of people through stuff. It's,
yeah.
I mean, music is very therapeutic, so it's... Elizabeth just seems to connect that with people. It's crazy.
You know, we just had a texter, right? And they're saying, I'm loving these lyrics. Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. So it's even impacting new users tonight.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's my song journals. This is just, I love it. So, yay.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text the Civic Media app.
And we actually had some other texts, Jimmy. You got a text that says...
You're holding them over there, man.
Yeah. thank you, Elizabeth Mary. So you get a thanks out of WAQUK in Waukesha. And then a user is asking, how many babies were born from last crack? Paul is stunned.
What exactly?
He did
does
not
that
have
mean?
An answer. He did not have.
I thought
anything.
You were going to say how many babies were
we
born out of COVID.
Know.
We had a COVID one out of last crack.
Oh man.
Oh, besides because of all the bands.
Yeah, the bands, and think of how many all those people and how many children now have come out of that. Right.
At least one. Right. At least
how
one.
Many musical children too?
Oh
you know.
God.
Oh my God. We're going to have to start a Facebook group. Last crack.
We're going to have to track the bands of the kids, right? Yeah, because we've already even got a couple of those going on.
You know,
that's true.
I love and respect Last Crack, but I never really thought of Last Crack as baby making music. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
You know, if it just happened to be playing.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Elizabeth Mary, you are a mom, a wife, a country songstress, and now a children's author.
Yes.
Share your shine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we had Elliot in the middle of the pandemic, and I wrote a song called Share Your Shine. It's out there on all the music platforms when he was 6 weeks old. And I just feel like bringing a new baby into this very dark world, it was a scary time for me as a new mom. And so I wrote this song called Share Your Shine. And once I wrote it, I said to Paul, I'm going to write a book. And he's like, what? how are you going to write a book? And I very much lived my life like, do it, dream it, like it's, you can do it. So I called my friend, she illustrated it. It's the lyrics of the song, Share Your Shine. And Share Your Shine, I feel like, especially going into the holiday season, can mean something as simple as smiling at someone, just talking, striking up a conversation at the grocery store or, but yeah, I am so proud to say I've sold over 1,200 copies of the book. And now I go into daycares and schools and libraries and I get to read for kids and sing for kids. So it is so awesome.
Wow, that's incredible. Are you, you know, thinking of more books? What are you going to expound on this?
It's crossed my mind because I go to toddler music classes with Elliot and I'm like, I could write these songs.
When we're reading him books, sometimes it's like, how did this get made into a book? She sold those 1,200 books independently.
Yeah. So if there's
like she got a book deal.
Book publisher listening, please help me. But no, it is. But I do. I didn't even know. I guess it's really cool because when you follow me on social media, you kind of just follow this whole family of music and yeah, our family.
Wow. And now besides even being an author, you also put out a line of clothing featuring your lyrics. Tell us about adding fashion designer to your growing resume.
What doesn't she do? No, so when I left my day job, I worked for the, I'm going to give him a plug, National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium in Dubuque, Iowa. I was their merchandiser and buyer.
I love that place, by
the
way.
Yeah, I worked there for 14 years, and I designed all their clothing, their merch, their souvenirs. And so when I left and did my music, all my music is such positive affirmations that I started putting it on clothing. I ship so much stuff across the country. It's wild. And the amount of merch that's sold at, these guys have stepped in and sold merch. It's insane. Usually when we're opening for a big headliner, I outsell the headliner, usually on merch. So it's awesome.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Elizabeth Mary, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have is called Parking Lot Kiss. Tell us about this historic moment.
Well, when we got done with the album, there was a very historic kiss that happened in the Megaton Studio parking lot. I kissed Paul Schluter in the parking lot.
I used to always walk her out to her car because Megaton, you know, I mean, it's...
little Iowa girl in Madison.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure she got out to her car safe. Yeah. It's dark.
Yeah.
And so I'd always give her a hug, and I would look forward to those hugs.
Aww.
And then...
They're going to make me cry.
She kissed me on the cheek. So I kissed her on the cheek back, and then I got one on the lips, and it was all over.
And then 4 years later, he proposed to me in the exact same spot at Megaton Studios.
On my birthday.
So, on your birthday, yeah.
Wow.
Such a beautiful story. Excuse me. Got to clear my eye here.
Jimmy's crying.
Elizabeth Mary live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, let's get back to live music and Parking Lot Kiss right now.
On a cold winter's night, there's beating in the chest with too much to fight. Through this time, it's different. Pull me in close, I kiss your cheek. I'll never forget the way you were looking back at me. Open, open, time to see. Goodbye. It's time for the day. I catch a look in your eyes. Runs a wonder to who ever cares. It's time for the day with a smile on my face. A star-crossed night changed by fate. Boom, boom, yeah. We've been waiting for.
So awesome. Elizabeth Airy live in the lair. It's a 9:55. How long is Meet Me in Madison? How long is the song?
4 minutes.
I tell you what. Tell me where you guys are playing next. What's coming up
tomorrow,
on the calendar?
Tomorrow I'm playing in Watertown, Wisconsin at Local Waters. There's a lot of shows in Iowa coming up. But starting in 2024, we have a packed schedule. So look at my website, elizabethmarymusic.com. Lots of full band shows, lots of festivals. And yeah. We're going to be recording new music coming up, so.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for making the journey in tonight. I know you played a show before coming in tonight. Much appreciated. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank
Give it
you
up
for having
for
us.
For Elizabeth Berry here in the studio. Rocker, I'm just going to take your song. This is Elizabeth Berry, Meet Me in Madison. Maxine Kevy is coming up next here on Civic Media. And just so you guys know, the heartbreak is going to happen. I'm going to fade you out before that happens. Take it away.
All right.
With all you say, the lines we drew were blurred. Let's just see, babe. You think you're versatile? I'll call you good. I see you shivering. Enough's enough. And he said, life is hard.
Maxinc Radio on Civic Media. You've been listening to Live in the Lair, the Memorial Day Weekend Marathon.
best of all my burning time.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know? Spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn. Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.